You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, naturally, I mentioned about how the Rockies, when they were playing at Coors Field for a stretch, like were scoring, what was it, like 10 runs a game or something? So then they got a day off to rest, went out on the road, and promptly got shut out.
Womp womp.
Shut out by the cheating Houston Astros last night down in the great state of Texas. Here's what I think. I've been thinking about this team, Jeremy. You know what the Rockies need?
What's that?
They don't need pitching help. They don't need hitters. They don't need better fielders. I mean, all teams could always use improvement in all three of those areas. Mm-hmm. But that's not what this team really needs. This team needs a psychologist.
Oh.
This team needs to have some sort of head expert, a shrink, sit down with all of these players, because I now believe it is a mental thing. I am on record as saying it. You've heard it here first. And when this becomes big news in the next year or two, you're going to remember that your brother Dom told you that what the Rockies need is therapy.
Talk about your feelings. Get out of your funk.
I think the psychologist needs to work on them about this whole going on the road and not playing at Coors Field. I think it has gotten into their heads, and they tense up and they freeze up on the road.
You could be 100% right.
I know I'm right in my soul.
I just feel like they need new colors and new uniforms.
Well, that couldn't hurt. Hell, I'm ready to try anything.
You feel good, like going back to school, you get new clothes, you feel very confident, you feel like you can accomplish anything. Get these guys some new colors and new uniforms.
Presto.
They're going to feel fabulous.
Problem solved. They will try again this afternoon. They have a day game today. Let's go out to Hollywood. Could this be true that in real life, Ross and Rachel are a couple?
Oh, I hope so.
Now, they had the Friends reunion, a couple months ago or whatever, and both Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer confessed that they did secretly crush on each other back in the day.
Right.
Now, fast forward to 2021, there are sources that are saying that David Schwimmer has supposedly flown from his home in New York to go stay with Jen out in L.A.
Are you kidding me?
She's making him home-cooked meals. Oh. She's been taking him around to her favorite vineyards.
Really?
Their reps are denying the rumors, but I think...
Jennifer Schwimmer.
Jen Schwim.
Jen Schwim.
What else is going on? For those of you who care about game shows, the current Jeopardy champion, I think this is the guy that we were talking about the other day. They claimed he's the most annoying one because he says what in place of who. Anyway, he is now rocketed up to fourth place all time in winnings. He's just under $500,000. He's got a ways to go to catch up with the two biggies, though, including all-time champion Ken Jennings, who had 2.5 million.
Show off.
This guy just has 0.5 million, but it's still good enough for fourth. And then, Jeremy, lastly, I just want to say you and I have been vindicated, my friend.
What you got?
When we talked on the show about how neither one of us, now that we've gotten older and wiser, neither one of us separates our whites and colors when we do laundry.
Yeah, toss them all in.
One load.
Just wash them on cold.
Now, we did say that if we get something new, we will wash it separately.
Sure, the first couple times you have to do that, sure.
Right, but after a while, now a new survey is out, and almost a third of Americans are just like us.
It's the right way to do it. Saves
about
30%. Saves water.
Right, exactly.
Everything.
Just throw it all in. And then I like that the 4% said, I never do laundry.
Oh. Okay, right.
All right, what else is trending?
Well, don't be caught off guard today if you get an emergency alert on your phone, on your cellular device, and then you hear one on TV and radio. The FEMA and the FCC are conducting a nationwide test at about 12:20 today. So phones everywhere are going to be going off. You're going to probably hear it on our station and on TV. So it's just a big old test today.
What if it's that alien invasion
you
were talking about?
I was just going to say that.
Oh. Sorry.
No. Like, that's legit. Like, we just talked about the time traveler who said we're going to be invaded by aliens today. So,
you know what? If I was going to even just be another country that was going to invade, I would listen for these announcements that, hey, there's going to be a big, it's just a test.
Don't do that.
It's just a test at 2 o'clock. And then that's when I would schedule
my. We shall strike.
Yeah, we'll strike at 2 o'clock. These stupid Americans are doing a test.
A horrible thing.
Just thinking out loud.
So anyway, it's just a test, but be prepared anyway.
Right. There
says Dom. Sad and scary news coming out yesterday from Christina Applegate. She has MS. In a series of tweets yesterday, she said, "Hi, friends. A few months ago, I was diagnosed with MS. It's a strange journey. I've been so supported by people that I know who also have this condition. It's been a tough road." She went on to talk a little bit more about that. The crazy thing is she's also a breast cancer survivor, and she's only 49 years old. So she's had a couple biggies here in her life. Her Netflix show, Dead to Me, has been paused. Production has been paused now while she takes some time to kind of deal with this. But, man, that's super sad news. I like her so much. I would crushed on her back in the day when she was unmarried with children, you know?
Yeah. I enjoyed, I can't remember if I watched the first season or maybe the first two seasons of Dead to Me, and I really got into it.
Nick Knack loves that show.
So yeah, I got into it. I liked it.
Apparently pretty good.
I got the hots for the other lady in it, that Linda...
Tortellini.
I like her.
Yeah, Linda Tortellini. She's cute. hey, listen, if your name is Kyle or you know a Kyle, your country needs you right now. There's a city in Texas called Kyle, Texas. Have you ever
been there,
Tom? You've been to Kyle, Texas?
I've been through Kyle.
Well, apparently they got a big old hot air balloon festival every year on Labor Day weekend, and they want to break the record for the most people named Kyle gathered in one spot, and they want to do it at this festival. Uh-huh. Now, every Kyle that shows up gets free entry. They get a free T-shirt. Here's the thing. You got to spell it K-Y-L-E. That's how you got to spell your name.
Like the town.
Like the town. And they just want to break the record. Now, it's not actually the most Kyles in one spot. They're looking to break the Guinness record for the most first names in one spot, the people with the same first name in one spot, which I think is 2,300 Ivans showed up in Bosnia or something a few years ago. So anyway, they're trying to break that record.
I like that you have to spell it exactly like the town. So those of you who are K-I-E-L.
You're out. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, bro. You're the wrong kind of Kyle. I have
You're
a cousin,
not
Kyle.
Welcome.
I got to text him this and say, get to Texas immediately.
Get thee to Texas.
Go. Here's something silly floating around the interwebs today. They say we're cutting avocados wrong, Dom. Most people cut them in half lengthwise from the top all the way to the bottom. But now a bunch of people on Instagram are saying you should be cutting them the other way, like an equator cut on the avocado.
Why?
They say it's slightly easier to cut that way, which I could see that. Less surface area is exposed to air because I think we all know when we do it lengthwise, they turn green and brown and nasty.
Oh, that
really
makes
quick.
Sense. All right.
And they say that you also end up with a nice little bowl shape. So if you're eating with a spoon, it's more comfortable to hold it in your hand like that and just kind of scoop it out.
Huh.
But people are poo-pooing it by saying, well, if you need to set it down, it just rolls over. Like it doesn't sit well if you cut it in the bowl shape. I don't know. Some of those stupid internet things floating around today will get you thinking. And let me give you your Fat America real quick. Krispy Kreme has collaborated with Hershey's to create S'mores Donuts. So S'mores Donuts are coming out. Whatever.
I'm anti-gimmick, but I would eat one of those.
You're a s'mores guy, aren't you?
I don't make s'mores, but I like the taste of them. Like, if somebody makes one and hands it to me, that's perfect.
Oh, but God forbid somebody catches you making one.
I don't want to take the time to do it. I don't have patience.
You don't have time to melt chocolate?
I don't have time to do this whole marshmallow holding it over a fire. I'm like, no, just...
I hate s'mores.
You do?
I hate them.
They're messy as hell.
They're messy. They don't taste good to me. It is too complicated. It's too much work.
I don't mind just putting the Hershey's between the graham cracker and just eating that.
I just will eat the Hershey's. Yeah, just give me the piece of chocolate. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find us on Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Speaking of eating, competitive eater named Eric Booker set a Guinness World Record of his own by chugging 2 liters of soda in about 18 seconds.
Crazy. Sucked me in to watch the video, I'll
man,
tell you
that. He's a big boy, and he chugs this thing down. The countdown to it starts at about 2:05 on the video. So if you want to
fast forward,
2:05 mark to see this large man chugging soda. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.